T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What up, what up? Welcome to Maggie and Perloff. Today's busy. It's Wednesday. That's usually the quiet day. It is anything but. So glad to have you on CBS Sports Radio all across the country. And of course, we are streaming live on youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. Come on in, get comfy in the chat. Come meet our diehard listeners who are stone cold weirdos, and we absolutely love you. Okay. Got to start today with Patrick Mahomes.
More like stoned cold losers.
Stoned and weirdos.
Okay.
Yes. Not sure if they're warm or cold. We got to start with Patrick Mahomes because he gave an update today on his ankle. Do we have it? Let's hear it.
I'm doing good, you know. AFC Championship week, ready to go.
How's the ankle?
It's doing good, you know. I've had a few days of treatment, a few days of rehab. Excited to get on the practice field and kind of test it out and see where I'm at. But it's feeling good so far.
Okay, that's exactly what I would say if my ankle was attached or detached from my body and I was playing in the AFC Championship game.
If you had a 260-pound man chasing after you. I'm getting treated for my ankle.
Yes, please compare yourself to Mahomes.
Well, I get this because I've had some big pickup games where I have to you do two things. You break up the scar tissue with a little hammer, like an electrical stimulant, and then you rehab and try and strengthen it. I think he can make some progress. And I'm basing this on personal experience. If you do a week of hard rehab, it feels better. And then you shoot it up.
Listen, I think he's going to probably look like himself. Maybe not fully, but you're still going to get some of the Mahomes magic here. There was even a point in the second half against the Jacksonville Jags where he like does the jump throw and he's off of one foot. I mean, I said it yesterday, but Mahomes is better on one foot than most quarterbacks on two. Now the question becomes, if everyone was healthy, all four quarterbacks, if Jalen Hurts' shoulder was perfectly healthy, if Mahomes' ankle was perfectly healthy, I think that we would say, no doubt, Mahomes would be the one quarterback you would want to start a big game, right?
No. Well, okay.
If everyone's healthy.
I don't know if no doubt.
Okay, well, maybe you want to make a case for Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow would be in the conversation.
Okay.
I think Mahomes would be the answer for me.
Yeah.
But I definitely think Burrow's earned his right into that conversation.
I agree with you. He's earned the right into the conversation. But now, like where things are, would you still give Mahomes like a fighting chance here to be the better quarterback on Sunday, even though he's dealing with the ankle sprain, considering how good Burrow looked against the Bills?
I mean, if you're a better, how you cannot take the Bengals? I still don't understand why you wouldn't take the Bengals, because you at least have to handicap the fact that Patrick Mahomes won't be himself. It'd be a shock. I know you said that maybe you'll see the Mahomes magic. Don't you need to be 100% against a team that is almost equal to you? The Bengals and Chiefs are really close.
Yep.
I think the Bills were pretty close. I think all three of the teams were close.
Yeah, the Bills didn't show up, though. I mean, I think the Kansas City's going to show up for this game.
But my point is, if you take 40% away from a major weapon on one of those teams, that immediately puts them in second place in this conversation.
Okay, but how do you know it's 40%? You're talking about your ankle injury for the pickup game, which is nice to compare to the AFC Championship game. Same. But, you know, it's still Mahomes. Like, the point I'm trying to make is that if everyone was healthy, Mahomes would be still considered the best of the bunch, even though I know Burrow is amazing, and I know that Jalen Hurts was an MVP candidate this year. Brock Purdy, we're going to put you to the side for a second. No disrespect. But I think that even though, like, Mahomes, I think, is still on a tier that is above Burrow and Allen and Lamar and, you know.
Oh, see, okay, yeah, that's where I disagree. I think they're definitely on the same tier. I think Mahomes is better than Burrow, but if you're going to do tiers, you're saying Mahomes is his own tier where nobody else is?
I think Mahomes is still a cut above everyone else. And then, so even if he's compromised, he's still better than all the rest of the quarterbacks, I think, in the NFL. He's going to be the MVP this year, most likely.
Yeah.
And I think that even a compromised Mahomes, like, listen, this is no disrespect to Burrow, but I'm thinking a Mahomes, even on a banged up ankle that can have a week to rehab and can get shot up with whatever he's going to put in there, is still dangerous. And I think maybe the most dangerous. I don't know.
Say it. You think Patrick Mahomes on one leg is better than Joe Burrow?
I don't think he's better than...
You kind of just said that.
I think he's still... I think people are pouring in on the Bengals and just like not so fast. I think Mahomes is going to maybe be a little bit more mobile than everyone thinks. Or maybe he's full of bleep and this is all smokescreen and he's going to be out there limping around.
Well, I think it depends what kind of Patrick Mahomes you want. At the beginning of the Jacksonville game, he was holding the ball about 9 seconds every play. He was running around. He was spinning backwards, spinning to the right, spinning to the left. He can't do that anymore. In fact, I don't think he should have been doing it against Jacksonville. He was just getting, of course they were going to hit him. He would not get rid of the ball. I'm curious if he's on schedule in Andy Reid's offense. That could be effective, too. I don't think that Patrick Mahomes holding on to the ball always helps the Chiefs.
It might not, but what happens is you try to cover Kelsey, and you try to cover him, and Mahomes moves around back there, and eventually Kelsey breaks three.
I know, but sometimes Mahomes does not take the six-yard pass.
That's true, too.
And he should. When he does take that, the offense moves, get into some bend-don't-break territories.
Can I just say this? It does seem, because of how well Burrow played against the Bills, and because Mahomes is obviously compromised, I just can't tell if this is it that easy that you just take the Bengals now because of Mahomes' ankle?
I think so.
Really?
I immediately thought that.
I'm having trouble thinking it's just going to be that easy. Like, Mahomes is not going to go down here without a really big fight.
I think the Bengals and the Chiefs are very evenly matched. To the point, I would say dead even. So what's the deciding factor here? You have a factor that you can pick on. To me, it's got to be Mahomes' leg makes a difference. And even if he does rehab and, like me, goes out there and balls
and
out.
Toss it out.
Yeah. And also, the other thing is Burrow's kicked the Chiefs' butt.
Yeah, so no, I know.
It's really hard.
Okay, but he's beat them three times now. Like, I know they're not division rivals, they're conference rivals. But I know your mind, you would say, you know, Chiefs are due now. It's so hard to beat a team consecutively. I totally agree with that theory.
And if Mahomes was healthy, I might go there. I wonder, do you think that I, like a lot of people, are being fooled by how amazing Cincinnati looked against Buffalo?
And let's face it, they deserve it.
The Chiefs did not look great against the Jags.
No, they did.
They started off really good.
No, but like the fact is Mahomes gets hurt in the middle of the game. I think it is different when someone goes down in the middle of the game and how you have to scramble as opposed to a week preparing, like the Bengals with their offensive linemen going down. You lose offensive linemen in the middle of the game, although I guess the Kappa kind of went out a little bit, but you lose someone in the middle of the game, I think you're just scrambling to try to cover up. Then you get a week to kind of prepare with the backups, and it can look a lot different. And again, like the offensive line for the Bengals looked incredible against the Bills. It looked like the starters, all of them. So I find it hard to believe, and maybe I'm overthinking it, but I find it hard to believe that it's just going to be that easy. Now, I think for the Bengals, they have to win this game. They should if Mahomes is that compromised. But I think there's a twist in store for us, which is come out in the first quarter and it's like, Bengals win the toss. They defer. And all of a sudden, Mahomes comes out for the first series. And it's like, what is Romo's? Okay, here we go, Jim. Looks like Mahomes looking a lot better than anyone ever thought. This guy's superhuman, blah, blah, blah.
But let me paint another picture. What if T. Higgins catches a 9-yard pass and he gets past Chris Jones? Who on Kansas City is going to tackle anybody? They have not tackled in, what, about 4 years they haven't tackled anybody? All of a sudden, that defense is going to not stink. I find that hard to believe. You just triple-team Chris Jones on defense, triple-team Travis Kelce on offense, boom, you're done.
I know, but if that was that easy, why wouldn't other teams
Jacksonville would lost their mind. Yeah, I don't know why they were in that weird zone against Travis Kelce. They just completely forgot how to play football. I think the Bengals are better coached on defense, and I think that they're not going to let anyone but Kelce beat them. And then the Chiefs defense is really flawed. Really, really flawed. Much more so than Cincinnati. I give Burrow an edge there, too. Listen, I'm not saying the Bengals are going to blow them out. I'm just saying why I picked them. Would I be shocked if Mahomes looked good and the Chiefs won? Of course not.
Like, can Mahomes still deliver the ball? Like, if he's still going to be able to deliver the ball, then he does have guys, maybe not to the level, besides Kelsey, who's incredible, to the level of San Francisco, but there are guys on that offense who can do yards after catch, make plays, make guys miss. Like, it's... If as long as he's delivering the ball on time, he's still going to move. Like, they're still going to score points.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, he better get rid of the ball. That's all I'm going to say. Because if he takes one more hit, it feels like... And Mahomes is kind of fragile already. Remember, he dislocated his knee in the playoffs?
I know, but he always gets up and plays.
He always gets up and plays. But remember the Tampa Bay Super Bowl? That whole team did not look the same. I mean, injuries affect you. Usually the healthiest team wins a Super Bowl. So... And they're actually fairly healthy other than him.
Yeah. The other part is, you mentioned about the Chiefs' defense is not very good. You're right about that. But if somehow Jones and Frank Clark are able to get to Burrow, do we finally see backup offensive linemen looking like backups? Mm. The Bills could not get home. Couldn't do it. Whether it was the snow or they're not good enough or whatever, Burrow had all day.
Yeah, but Burrow, if he does get pressured, will run. That's what he did against Kansas City last year. Yeah, I'm not so scared about that. That doesn't... Chris Jones and Frank... And Clark hasn't really had a great season. Nah, it doesn't scare me. Here's the crux of our argument. I think, totally healthy, Mahomes and Burrow are exactly on the same tier. I do not think that Mahomes...
Are you sure you're not being a little reactionary towards the Bills game?
No, I mean, the same tier. I mean, Mike Sando breaks down tiers. You have to have, what, five tiers? So... Mahomes is not alone in his own tier where he's so much better.
Who else do you put on the tier?
So I would put...
Do you put Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen on the tier?
I would put Jalen Hurts on tier two. I'd put Josh Allen there. I'd put... Yeah, what...
Lamar?
Lamar, two or three. Where do you put... Is Aaron Rodgers... Who's Aaron Rodgers? Is he the old Aaron Rodgers?
We're going to get to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is going to make... his quotes will make an appearance on the show.
Tom Brady 2 years ago would have been on that tier. I put those three guys up there. And see, the thing about it, Hurts, we haven't seen him do it. We've seen Burrow do it. We've seen Mahomes do it.
You haven't seen Allen do it, though. I mean, he got to the conference title game.
Yeah, we saw him torch Kansas City in 2 years ago in the divisional round. So we've seen more of it. Jalen Hurts has won one playoff game. Yeah.
Against the Giants.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Don't you feel a little nervous about putting him in this conversation because of that?
No, I mean, he was an MVP candidate all year long. I think Jalen Hurts is the real deal. The one thing about is the shoulder, which I think the only thing you saw about him with the shoulder against the Giants was just an unwillingness to run like how he usually does. And I think that that was a calculated move by the Eagles. As soon as they got up two scores, it was like, okay, you got to protect yourself is now the most important thing in this game. And you saw it.
Well, I still took off nine times. But I saw this report.
But he wasn't like going into contact to get the extra yard whatever.
He's been taught to land on the non-injured shoulder. This is not good.
Speed? How are you going to do that?
He did it. You could see him running real weird against the Giants. Like, it looked odd every time he took off. There are a bunch of design calls, too. He is just not the same player right now. Maybe he just shoots it up and goes for it on Sunday. I worry a little bit as an Eagles fan. It's not facing the Giants, as you just said, with a lot of judgment there. It's facing the Niners. It's one thing to avoid hitting the wrong shoulder. What about when Nick Bosa and Eric Armstead are chasing you? It's going to be a lot harder to slide the right way. He's going to need to run like crazy, and that scares me to death.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. All right, so Mahomes and Burrow, want to hear your thoughts. Is Burrow now on the tier with Mahomes? And then going into this game, is it as straightforward as Mahomes' ankle is compromised, that means the Bengals are going to win? Or is there a twist here? Something different coming that we're not seeing, which is maybe Mahomes plays well. Maybe they do shoot it up and he gets the treatment that he needs and he looks like himself. Maybe not. 855-212-4CBS. The chat is already up and running. Jeffrey saying, I wonder how much State Farm would pay Mahomes to wear the magic marker mustache during the game. We're all thinking it. No, none of us were thinking it. Go in and hang out in our chat, and you won't be the same. You go to youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. Of course, give us a call, 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about the AFC Championship game coming up. We want to hear your thoughts. Plus, coming up, What did Aaron Rodgers have to say about the possibility of playing for a new team? We've got that for you in just a moment. Let's go. Lot to do on this Wednesday. Glad you're along with us. Again, 855-212-4CBS. Giddy up. It is the Maggie and Perloff Show, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.